Check 1, 2.
Are you going to do songs now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning, SEC.
Good morning.
How we doing today?
Good.
Love is in the air. Love is all around.
That's right.
All right, we're going to do our morning, our beautiful morning a song service by Magnificent. Please stand and say to your partner, you are a creative, powerful, spiritual being. And you are also magnificent. All right, take a deep breath in. Of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are. Oh, we long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. Oh yeah, we're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. And just take that in. You are truly loved by divine essence of God. We're here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are. And you are a wonder, believe me. We long to show you all the joy you're worthy of, and you are so worthy. We're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. Take a deep breath in. We get ready to do our congregational hymn about love. We're going to say, I love myself the way I am.
Yes.
Anytime, Maestro. 2, 3.
I love myself the way I am. There's nothing I long to change.
For I'll always be what?
I'll always be the perfect me.
There's nothing.
Not
a single thing. I'm beautiful and capable of being the best me I can. And guess what?
And I love myself just the way I am.
Another deep breath. Here we go.
And I love you just the way you are. There's nothing you need to change.
Nothing you need to change.
I fly inside myself. It's easy to love you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Behind your fears,
your rage and tears. Guess what?
I see your
shining star. Say it out loud.
And I love you just the way you are.
How about the world? Can we love the world? Take a deep breath in. Here we go.
I love the world the way it is, as I can really see.
What can you see?
That all the things I judge are done by people just like me.
They don't have all the answers.
So till the birth of peace on earth that only love can bring, I'll help it grow by doing what?
And loving everything. There's the answer right there in the song. Take a deep breath in. Final verse.
I love myself the way I am.
And what? And still I want to grow. Why?
Because change outside can only come when deep inside I know that I'm beautiful. And I'm capable of being the best me I can. And I love myself just the way I am.
One more time. What do we
we say, I love myself just the way I am. I love you and you and you. I love everybody. Okay. All right.
And you may be seated.
All right.
Okay, we're going to begin today with a special presentation that Desi's going to conduct.
Yes, yes. The classes that we have here, and I want to pass out the certificates for those who participated in meditation as more than you think. So when you come up, you want them to stand up front? We give them a flag? Okay. So when I call your name, when you come up and make a little circle here so we can applaud you for your wonderful keeping up with me, the teacher in the class. I tell you, guys are marvelous. Tisha Avery. Rose Blakey Phillips. Renee Clark.
She's in the back.
She in the back. She's in the back. See with the people. And Struthers, are you here, Josie? And Taylor. Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. Just know that there are classes that we teach here, and that whenever you see, grab it, because we have a lot of fun in class. Don't we have fun, class?
Yes,
see, I gave him $5. But anyway. I love y'all. Thank you for being there for us.
We love you too, Debbie.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And we have some regular announcements, but I'd like to make a special announcement that concerns Rose, too. So, Rose, maybe you can help me add something to this. We're going to have a special workshop here at the center in the back building on Saturday, February the 27th, that's going to be conducted by a specialist in Birmingham in suicide prevention. So this is an opportunity to come together and to learn how to talk with people, how to be with people who might be in a very bad, dark place in their lives, and how to help them. It's not training to be a volunteer hotline person at this time or anything. It's just how to work with anybody in your life who may need that special encouragement or support. There's no cost for the training. It's going to be from 9 to 12 in the morning. Anything else we need to add, Rose?
Well, the training is called a gatekeeper training, which just means that anybody, we're all gatekeepers, between that person who may be suicidal and, you know, them ending their lives. This is great for beauticians, you know. We all tell our stories to the beautician as she's, you know, or the barber or whatever. Great for teachers, great for anyone who would be interested or who has concerns about someone who might be suicidal.
Great. It's a way to frame our vocabulary and the way we speak to people so it's supportive and helpful to them. So we invite you all to come. We do have a maximum of 30 places available, so please see Rose or me if you would like to sign up for this so we can get you on the list. Okay, that's great. Let's see, I believe that concludes my announcements, and Marvin has some more.
Yay, Marvin!
And now for the regular announcements. Thanks to Desi and our music team, Brother Daryl, who makes his way up from Tallahassee on these Sundays. We certainly appreciate that. And let's see, Carl, who's back there on the soundboard, and our platform assistant, Sharon, and our readers, Jerry and Aaron. Having trouble reading my own writing here, so bear with me. CDs of today's service are available for $5, or you can go online at secdothan.org and download today's service in an MP3 format. A special thanks to all of our kitchen angels who helped last week. A number of people showed up spontaneously, and thank everyone who brought food to share. Our next potluck will be the first Sunday in March, March the 6th. So get your deviled eggs ready. Let's see. Thursday is our monthly meal served at the Dothan Rescue Mission. We meet at the Mission at 205 Crawford Street at 5, serve the meal at 5:30, and then we're gone by 6. So they do the cleaning up and all that stuff. If you would like to participate, please see John or Diane Moon. And I think John has a few words to say on this subject.
Yes, I would like anyone who's interested in taking part or being a part of this ministry that we have, see me after church. I'd like to get some telephone numbers so that I can make sure everything's covered later. Thank you so much.
Okay, and a special thanks to Renee, who's back there with Arlo. I'm sure she's having fun back there. And they call that a job. We appreciate the collection of food in our food pantry. We occasionally have people show up that goes out too, whenever there's anyone needing assistance. So please bring in canned goods or staples or dried cereals, things like that. Put them in the basket over there in the kitchen. You can also bring in your computer printer cartridges for recycling, along with toiletry items for the House of Ruth. Telephones, you name it, bring them all in and they'll be recycled. Collection centers for these are located behind the door in our social room, Peg Hall. Kevin is in Tampa now, attending New Thought Music Conference, and will be coming back with new inspiration and music. So let's put him to work when he gets back. Yoga classes continue in our back building. See the schedule posted near the door back there. And, okay. Right after the service is our annual meeting. There will be a short meeting to elect two new board members and share our financial statement. You are all invited and encouraged to attend. Next Sunday is our monthly board meeting following the service. Did I miss anything? Okay, thank you.
And now we will have the reading of our affirmations. They're on this lavender insert and also on the screen. And we encourage you to take the lavender insert home. You can use these affirmations at home, cut them out and paste them on your bathroom mirror or something. And also you'll have a reminder of things coming up. So beginning with the Christ Consciousness Affirmation. The Christ level of consciousness is the only presence and power in the spiritual enrichment center and in my life. All else gently and easily falls away. All the power, all the presence, and all the plenitude of God is mine today. I allow the divine wholeness to flow through me into ever-widening fields of activity. The one mind knows what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and I am impelled to act accordingly. I salute the God presence in everyone I meet. I refuse to acknowledge or accept that anything other than good can come into my life. And so it is.
Our inspirational readings will be read today by Aaron reading from the Daily Word and Jerry reading from Science of Mind.
Morning.
Good morning.
Love is the natural expression of who I am. The more I learn about the power of the heart, the more I see that love is the natural expression of who I am. I tap into my heart energy and shift my focus. I bring my attention from my busy day to the wellspring of love within. I drop my awareness from my head to my heart and relax into God's love. The energy of the heart is powerful enough to foster peace and connection, even from a distance. In my prayer times, I remember that God's love radiates outward, touching people around the globe. Throughout the day, I silently bless each person I see and every person who comes to my mind. Following Jesus' teaching to love one another, I radiate love and kindness to all. I know God's love is at work in this world. Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14.
Being your own Valentine. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19, verse 18. Love is within us. It cannot be destroyed. It can be ignored. Denying love is your only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Love heals, forgives, and makes whole. Ernest Holmes. Happy Valentine's Day. Did you remember the candy and flowers? Make sure you take care of those things. They're kind of important. And you know what is vitally important? You are. Remembering to love yourself today and every day is crucial. Do not wait for someone else to bring you gifts. Shower yourself in love. You don't have to go out and buy a gift for yourself if you don't want to. The greatest gift you can give yourself is to treat yourself with love and respect. Look in the mirror. Look yourself in the eyes and tell yourself that you love you. For some, this may be difficult or even silly, but do it anyway. Loving yourself is the best way to love the world. Be your own Valentine. Love yourself with all of your heart. It is this love for and of yourself that allows you to have compassion for others. Love is the healing balm of life, and when you use love to look at and then heal the wounds within your lives, you truly do become the healing presence of the divine. What does it look like to love your neighbor as yourself? Only you can answer that for yourself. I know this, though. If we know when we love ourselves unconditionally and in turn love our neighbors as ourselves, we will see shifts happening everywhere. Be the love you want to see. I love myself completely. I am the love of God, lovingly sharing my love with all who come to mind.
And now we'll sing Surely the Presence, which is printed on the screen and in your bulletin.
The presence of God, the law of our good, is in this place. And how wonderful it is to come together and celebrate that presence of love, that presence of divine good that is always with us, to acknowledge it and therefore bring it forth in larger degrees in our lives. And as we celebrate today, Valentine's Day, and President's Day tomorrow, as well as Black History Month, this is certainly a day to celebrate, a day to remember all of the blessings of divine love. So let us just go within right now and feel that presence of love, and let us bask in it together. Yes, there is just one presence, one power, one mind, one life that is ever present with us. We are so grateful to acknowledge that, to just relax and allow ourselves to sink back into it, to relax into those everlasting arms of Divine Spirit. We give thanks today for all of the blessings of life. We give thanks for our ability and opportunity to gather here today at the Spiritual Enrichment Center. And we give thanks for all people who gather wherever they are, whether they gather on Friday nights in synagogues or Saturdays in churches of various types or on Sunday mornings, wherever people gather, whether it's in churches or cathedrals, temples, synagogues, mosques, Native American altars, home altars, wherever people gather, wherever two or more are gathered, I know that that divine mind, that divine life, which we lovingly call the Christ, is active and present in the midst of that person and that group. We give great thanks for that. And we give thanks for our own spiritual enrichment center, where we are able to gather in spiritual community and enjoy being together and being uplifted and honored and respected right here and right now. For this, I am truly grateful. Let us look now on the screen and on the inside of our program and say together our opening prayer. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent.
It's always a pleasure and a privilege to get to come over here and share with you all. Today, I'm going to do a song by one of my favorites, Daniel Namad. Interesting title. It's called Here Goes Nothing. I'm through asking where I'm going. I've been asking all my life. I've grown tired of all this wondering when everything seems to turn out right. So when my mind needs something to do, wants to know the future, I whisper this: I'm okay I've always been, and I'll always be that way. So here goes nothing. I'm taking a chance. I'm opening up, knowing that I'm in good hands. So here goes everything. It's all on the line. Oh, but I'm not afraid this time. Some say it's crazy, some say naive, to just close my eyes and take that leap. But I know better, 'cause I believe, even in the dark, my soul can see. So when my mind is plays its usual game, oh, my answer is always the same. I'm okay. I've always been, and I'll always be that way. So here goes nothing. I'm taking a chance. I'm opening up, knowing that I'm in good hands. Oh, here goes everything. It's all on the line. Oh, but I'm not afraid this time. Oh, here goes nothing. I'm taking a chance. I'm opening up, knowing that I'm in good hands. And here goes everything, all on the line. Oh, but I'm not afraid this time. I'm okay. I've always been, and I'll always be that way. Sing that with me, y'all. I'm okay. I've always been, and I'll always be that way. I'm okay. Yes, I am. I've always been, and I'll always be that way.
Amen. Daryl. Okay, our message this morning is titled One Love, One World, One.